Joining us now on the line is Olivia Fleur. You might remember that name. Olivia was a great high school softball player for the Harlem Huskies several years ago. Went on to have great success in a couple of years at Rock Valley College. Played a year at University of Missouri, Kansas City, and just finished her senior season at Graceland. And coming right off of that, Olivia was drafted in a new professional women's softball league called the American Softball Association. He's 2 years old now, so in his second season. She was drafted earlier this month by the E1 Pro Baller. So I want to get a chance to catch up with Olivia. Olivia and I played softball last year at the Peaches thing. And I told her when I texted her, I said it was a celebrity outing. But I use the term celebrity really loosely with me. She was really the only celebrity out there. So, and she held well. She pretty much dominated that softball game with the Peaches. But how are you doing this morning, Olivia?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. So congratulations on this, getting the professional draft. Tell me exactly, what did you know about the league and how the whole draft process work? How did you find out you were selected?
All I knew about the ASBA was it was coming into its second year, and it was based out of Mobile, Alabama, so obviously it's very hot here. But I actually was told by my coach at Graceland University that the CEO of ASBA was trying to reach out to me and trying to get me into the draft. And they tried reaching out to me after UMKC, but since I still had another year of eligibility left, I wasn't able to play. And so you're supposed to be able to play when you don't have any more eligibility left to your collegiate softball career. And so I've been talking to my parents after I was done with Graceland, and they told me just go for it. I mean, who can even say that they even got into a draft in professional softball league? And so I kind of just went for it, not really thinking that maybe I would be able to get into it. But then just a couple of weeks later, there was the draft on June 5th, and I was the 49th pick, and now I'm down here in Mobile, Alabama.
That's pretty amazing. Do you know how many pro women's softball leagues are there? I thought there's still a few around the country. Is that right?
There is. I know the FPF, and then I think there's another one. But there's a bunch that some people just don't even know about or even that are just coming up out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. With the ASBA just coming up into their second year, I mean, they're going to be growing even more. I know there was at least over 150 participants that even got into the draft, but then only 156 or 57 actually got picked. So with there only being four teams in this league, I know there's going to be a lot more coming, and I know a lot more professional teams are growing it themselves.
So you had a sense, obviously, this is going to happen then as far as getting drafted. I mean, how cool is this to a sport that you love, you've played probably since a little girl, and now you're getting paid to play it? I mean, how cool is that?
It's amazing. I mean, ever since I was little, it's been a dream to at least be playing Division I softball, but then possibly playing at this kind of level because not many people can get this way. And the fact that it's actually coming true is absolutely breathtaking. I never actually thought this would happen. And the fact that I'm actually here doing the sport that I love that I know that I can't live without is absolutely amazing.
Well, to give people a sense of why you got drafted, your senior season here that you just finished with Graceland, you went 16-9 in the mound with a couple of saves. I see 84 strikeouts, had an ERA of 2.24, and also hit pretty well at the plate. You got 8 home runs, 45 RBI. And I saw you made, it's called the Heart of America Athletic Conference. It's the conference that Graceland's in. Second team all conference, as well as newcomer of the year. So, I mean, a lot of accolades and a lot of great success there. How have you changed as a pitcher and as a softball player? Let's go back to Harlem days, to RVC days, to where you are now.
I've actually changed a lot. High school and Rock Valley and even Division I, now NAIA, going to different kind of divisions made me realize how important this game is to other people and just really adjusting to the different batters and the different pitchers. But then just actually making me realize how important it is just as you are as a pitcher or as you are a hitter. I mean, there's a lot of people that I know that maybe don't play as much, but I've realized that they are just as important as the people on the field. But me, myself, I've actually going through Harlem and going through under Jennifer Corwin, and then being taught all the things I have from her, but then using that at Rock Valley, and then Darren Monroe teaching me how to be mentally tough and how to get through hard situations and keeping your composure and wanting that drive to win and getting a national championship, and then going Division I, playing at the highest level and playing with the highest athletes that you could possibly see, it made me realize that, okay, well, I need to work on this and I need to work on that, and trying to figure out little tweaks that maybe I could actually work on, but then going to NAIA, maybe slow down a little bit, but then it actually helps me in the long run if I want to be a coach, because then seeing different divisions, you see different players and how they work together. And so I think I've grown a lot just with the way that I've actually gone through my softball career.
What about actually on the mound itself? How much, like, for instance, what are some of the new pitches you've been throwing maybe that you've learned over the years, or how much is your fastball? How much faster is it now? Just kind of get a sense of what kind of pitcher you are.
I think in high school I was about throwing about 58 to 60, and I actually only had a fastball, a drop ball, and a changeup. Mm-hmm. And then going into Rock Valley, I learned a screwball, and I started hitting 60 to 62. And then going into UMKC, I still had those same pitches, but I was actually hitting up to 64.
Wow.
And now, then at Graceland, I had the same pitches, but then started to kind of work with a curveball, and now I'm hitting 65. And now here, I'm hitting about the same 65, 66, and I'm using all of my pitches with a rise ball.
So how's your arm health? I mean, I always heard the screwball really messes up your elbow. I thought that was
I mean, you kind of just have to make sure you take care of it after every game. It hurts every once in a while. It's, I mean, honestly, the pain doesn't even matter to where I'm at right now. But as long as I take care of it, we'll see how long it can go.
You're on cloud nine. It doesn't matter right now.
Pretty much.
So you've had a couple games right now at the pro level. If I'm looking at your stats correctly, you've been in four games. You started three. You're 2-1 with a 2.62 ERA, so you're doing well at the pro level. How has that been? How have you adapted to pro level, and what's it been like so far?
Oh, wow, yeah. These hitters and these pitchers are absolutely amazing. A lot of them are mostly hitting about 64, 65, same as me. And, I mean, it's taking me a little while to adjust to the plate. But pitching-wise, I mean, I've been hitting my spots. My speed has been up. With my team especially, we do have about four or five pitchers. And so I'm not pitching every game like I used to be when I was in high school, or maybe when I was in my first 2 years of college. And so I get to take some days off, and I get to really take care of my shoulder. And so I'm on all the time. But, I mean, facing these kind of batters, it takes me back to the Division I level, and just realizing how talented other people are, it's a great experience, honestly.
Going back quick at the different levels, let me know quickly, like, at what point did you realize, yeah, I can handle pitching Division I? And then now at what point in college you go, you know, I can have success as a pro? I mean, maybe it's not until you actually pitched against a pro. I mean, the 2.62 ERA is pretty darn impressive, but I would think at a certain point you go, when someone told you you're going to have that kind of ERA in professional softball, you might have questioned that. At what point or what level did you kind of realize that you could have success at these different levels?
I mean, throughout my entire collegiate career at softball, I have always wanted to do professional softball. But, yeah, maybe I didn't think I could have done it, because I understand that there's a lot of other pitchers that are pitching a lot faster than I am. But, I mean, it honestly just takes a pitcher that is consistent, who can hit their spots. Maybe you don't need a completely fast pitcher, but, I mean, with the fact that I'm keeping up with all of these other pitchers right now is absolutely outstanding, and, yes, I didn't think I could do it, but the fact that I am is great.
Sure, sure. Well, the season continues now. You've obviously played a couple of games already, and season continues to, I believe, what, end of July or early August? Is that right?
Yep, pretty much. The last day should be July 31st.
All right. Well, she's Olivia Fleur, former Harlem star, former Rock Valley College star, and now she's a professional softball player. Congratulations, Olivia. We're so happy for your success, and we'll certainly be talking with you at some point in the future to kind of catch up on how that pro life is going.
Of course, I would love that.
All right. Thanks a lot, Olivia. Take care.
Thank you. You too.